Welcome to Today on Broadway for Pi Day, Tuesday, March 14th, 2017. I'm Broadway World's Matt Tamanini.
I love pie.
Pie's good.
I always forget it's pie. I'm James Marino from Broadway Stars.
And I would think that we're going to talk about the snow here in a second, but if it weren't such a snowy Tuesday, today would be a great day to go either see Waitress on Broadway or Sweeney Todd off Broadway, two very different kinds of pie, but that would be a great way to celebrate 3.14.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe they could have a crossover promotion there between Waitress and Sweeney, and I wonder if there's anybody who has pies before the show that doesn't know Sweeney Todd and watches the show and, like, gets grossed out.
I can't imagine there's a lot of people that are going to go see that production of Sweeney Todd and not know what Sweeney Todd is all about, but who knows? There's a lot of people go through off-Broadway shows as kind of just tourists and don't maybe know the name, so who knows?
Yeah. All right. Broadway still open as of this recording as snowstorm looms.
Yeah, James, we are recording at around, it's exactly 9:16 p.m. on Monday evening Eastern Standard Time.
Why is
daylight saving time still a thing? Like, why does that still exist?
Because anyway, we plant.
No, we don't. No one does that anymore. Those are all big corporations. Anyway, how are things up there for you? Has Winter Storm Stella started dumping on you yet?
Nope. Not a flake has fallen, but there is hysteria everywhere. You know, people, I think, would trade Hamilton tickets for a loaf of bread and milk right now at Stop and Shop.
Very valuable things there with those loaves. I think from what I understand, again, I'm not in New York, but following it looks like around midnight. So by the time this comes out, it's already happened. But around midnight is when the heaviest stuff was supposed to start. So anybody listening, James, you as well, be safe, be smart, stay warm, and Godspeed on all that stuff. Turning to the Broadway angle of this, as of 5 p.m. on Monday, all Broadway shows are still open for Tuesday, but there are a few off-Broadway theaters and shows that have called off today's performances, including The Moors from Playwrights Realm, and everything going on at the Duke on 42nd Street has been closed and canceled as well. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has suspended MTA subway and ground transportation as of now. And non-essential state employees have been asked not to come to work. That's always a sign that something major might be on its way. In a statement to my colleagues over at Broadway World, the Broadway League's Charlotte St. Martin said, quote, "Our goal is to remain open no matter what until it's no longer safe for the cast, the crew, and theatergoers to attend a Broadway show. 60-70% of our theatergoers are from outside New York City, and many of which are already in town when these storms hit. We do everything we can to get the shows on." James, I feel like this is an exact quote from a speech she gave during the last storm. So I have a feeling she either just cuts and pastes that into an email to media outlets, or she has it on an index card and just reads it over the phone. But either way, if you are going to go to a show tomorrow or today, I'm sure there are going to be some really fun last minute discounts for whatever shows don't close. Just be safe, be smart, don't do anything silly. But if you can take a snow or a sled and sled down Broadway, that would be fun too. But I know everyone over at Broadway World, we will keep you updated with information as it comes out today in terms of things closing, things offering discounts, and all that kind of stuff. So check out BWW throughout the day.
All right. This one is hot. Hamilton announces a second national tour.
Yeah, file this under the no-brainer category, James, because yesterday Jeffrey Seller announced that Hamilton will launch a second national tour with a six-week Seattle engagement in February of 2018. With all of the locales that have been announced for Hamilton to play in the 2018-2019 season, and you would assume that they aren't going to be one-week runs, you would expect they would be 3-4 to 6-week runs, including here in Orlando. A second tour, which will most likely be the Eliza tour, has been widely rumored and expected. The second tour is already announced to play Seattle, Portland, Salt Lake City, Costa Mesa, Las Vegas, Des Moines, Cleveland, and Minneapolis. Speculation is that the Chicago sit-down production will wrap up in or around the new year, leading to the tour launching from Seattle's Paramount Theater a month or so later. Come February, in addition to the Broadway production, there will be two North American tours, the original West End production, which launches in November of this year, and maybe the Chicago production. James, we've talked about this before, but at one point, Jeffrey Sellers said he could see up to seven seven or eight different productions running simultaneously by 2019. So they are halfway there at least. And I wouldn't be surprised if we start to see some other international tours popping up as well. So, I mean, it's not like they're not going to make money on all these things. So strike while the iron's hot and make as much money as you can for these producers. So hopefully they can reinvest it into other shows that might be a little more risky in the future.
So I don't think that the Chicago right now it's announced that it's going to wrap up in around the new year, but I think it's going to be there for a while.
Yeah, there's not been an official announcement. That's just kind of the speculation that some of the folks out in Chicago are saying. Having lived in Chicago right at the beginning of the that original Wicked sit-down, there's plenty of people to go and see this show on a regular basis between people living in the Chicagoland area. There's huge amounts of people in the suburbs around Chicago as well coming in, also in Indiana and Wisconsin and all that other stuff. But then there's a ton of tourists that come in there as well. So I wouldn't be surprised that if this doesn't continue far beyond and they get a completely new cast for the second national tour, because as I said, it's going to make money wherever it is. So the more the merrier, I guess.
All right. What happened in last week's grosses?
Well, after a down week the week before, Broadway bounced back last week on the strength of four new shows joining the boards: Amelie, Present Laughter, The Play That Goes Wrong, and War Paint. Overall, Broadway was up 12.93% in total tickets sold and 16.17% in total gross sales. Of the four shows that began performances last week, War Paint led the way with just over $800,000 in just seven previews. Amelie did $377,000 in four performances. Present Laughter pulled in $255,521 in just two shows, and The Play That Goes Wrong had just $187,198 in four performances. Again, as I said a few minutes ago, Hamilton's going to make money. It was back above $3 million with $3,145,636, followed by The Lion King at $1.74 million, Wicked at $1.7 million, Aladdin at $1.37 million, Sunset Boulevard at $1.26 million. Again, they just do seven performances a week. Book of Mormon at $1.25 million, Dear Evan Hansen at $1.17 million, Sunday in the Park with $1.13 million, and School of Rock and Great Comet at just around $1.02 million. Down at the other end of the scale, Significant Other is still idling at about $166,000, which, despite the positive reviews, James, seems unsustainable, and it seems unlikely that it's going to see dramatic increases anytime soon. Of shows not in their first week, In Transit was next at the bottom at $214,000, and Sweat, in its second week, first full week of eight performances, was at $266,405. The two shows that officially opened last week, The Glass Menagerie and Come From Away, they did aight. Obviously, they had a lot of comp tickets for opening night celebrations and press stuff going on, with Menagerie at $432,396. I will be really interested to see how those bonkers, dichotomous reviews change the grosses for this show moving forward. And then Come From Away, which just opened a few nights ago, finished at $643,601. I would imagine with a New York Times Critics Pick selection that one might see some increases at the bottom line in the coming weeks. James, overall a good week for Broadway, especially since this coming week might be dampened by Stella. But I have to wonder how long Significant Other can hold on with numbers that low. It seems pretty obvious that In Transit is going to hold on for a while. The producers have clearly made that a decision that they're going to try to hold on for as long as they can. But with numbers this low for Significant Other, I hate to say it, that I wouldn't be surprised if we get an announcement today, next week, sometime very soon.
Yeah, that's really unfortunate. We talked about it on This Week on Broadway. Michael Portantier saw it and enjoyed it a lot. I think it's getting swallowed up in the tidal wave of all the big other show news that's coming out there. Mm-hmm. And I'm really disappointed that the other night when we talked about Glass Menagerie reviews, that I didn't say they liked me. They really, really, really liked me.
Really, really.
All right, show and casting news.
Well, depending on whether or not the snow cancels performances tonight over at the Ambassador Theater, Tony Yazbek, fresh off his star-studded concert performance in Crazy for You, will return to the role of Billy Flynn in the Broadway production of Chicago. He'll be replacing fellow Tony Award nominee Christopher Sieber, who played his final performance in the role last night. This will be Yazbek's third spin in Billy Flynn's very well-tailored suit. He'll be joining the current cast of Charlotte D'Amboise as Roxy. I wouldn't be surprised if they'd done this show together before. Lana Gordon as Velma Kelly, Raymond Beaucourt as Amos Hart, Natasha Yvette Williams as Matron Mama Morton, and R. Lowe, which is, you know, everybody knows why, it's just abbreviated, as Mary Sunshine. No official announcement as to how long Tony's run will be, but this is something we see all the time, especially with Sieber as well, that the Weislers bring in stars for different roles that have been with the show for a long time. Whenever they don't have a stunt cast to throw in there, they get them some good Broadway equity contract work, and then when they've got somebody who's kind of sparkly, they throw them in as well. So, but anytime you get Tony Yazbek on Broadway, that's good as far as I'm concerned. Then also, yesterday we got the official word of when the world premiere of Clue on stage was going to happen at the Bucks County Playhouse. We'd already talked about this being announced back in the fall, I think. Hunter Foster is going to direct. But yesterday, the Bucks County Playhouse announced their entire season starting in May with Clue on stage, directed by Hunter Foster. I can't tell you what my nerdy 12-year-old self, how excited I am about the fact that Clue, both the stage or both the board game and the movie, is going to be a play. It was adapted from the screenplay by Jonathan Lynn, and that will run from May 2nd through the 20th. That'll be followed in June, from June 23rd to July 15th, with the play The Nerd by Larry Hsu. Then Guys and Dolls from July 21st through August 12th, which will also be directed by Hunter Foster. Then Other Desert Cities in August. And Bucks County will close out the season with the world premiere musical called The New World from November 7th through the 26th. It'll feature music by Gary Adler and lyrics by Phoebe Kruitz. And it will be directed by Stafford Arima, who just yesterday was announced as the new, what is it, Artistic Director of Theatre Calgary. Am I getting that title correct, James?
Yes, that seems to be correct.
All right. So a great season over at Bucks County. James, we've talked about this a lot. Some of these theaters, not necessarily in the New York City tri-state area, but close enough that they can have an impact, doing really great work. Hunter Foster has made a very, very bountiful artistic relationship with Bucks County, as they've pumped a whole lot of money into what they do on stage show. So this seems like a really exciting season, and I'm super pumped about Clue, as dorky as that makes me.
Yeah, Bucks County Playhouse over in New Hope, Pennsylvania is a really beautiful part of the country, and it's a classic old playhouse, and they have good ice cream.
That's really all it comes down to with you, isn't it? Where the best ice cream is.
Pretty much. All right. Yeah. Frozen announces its Denver run tickets are on sale date.
Yes, sorry, I was a little sloppy on that headline. But yeah, yesterday, single tickets for the pre-Broadway engagement of Frozen, that on-sale date was officially announced. Currently, the season tickets are on sale, so you can get the full season tickets that include the Frozen tickets. But single tickets will go on sale on Monday, May 1st at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. The Frozen run in Denver is scheduled to run from August 17th through October 1st. Tickets start at $25 with a limit of 8 tickets per account. You can get more information at denvercenter.org/frozen. And remember that the Denver Center for the Performing Arts is the only authorized ticket provider for Frozen in Denver. Again, Disney, probably much like Hamilton, is going to try to look to do everything they can to stop scalpers and secondary ticket buyers from getting these before actual fans and theater goers do. Of course, Frozen is scheduled to open on Broadway in the spring of 2018 at the St. James Theater. We talked, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, our friend Patty Murin, still a part of this upcoming spring lab, and Casey Levy has replaced Betsy Wolf in the role of Elsa. No other actors have been announced or reported for this upcoming lab. But James, as we talked about last time, as it gets closer and closer to this August 17th premiere date in Denver, I would be shocked to see too many casting changes from this upcoming spring lab.
Yeah, it's exciting that this is, we're watching this all happen, and they're being pretty transparent about it. So, yay. All right. The National Theater Live announces Obsession and Angels in America U.S. dates.
Yeah, yesterday, Fathom Events, BY Experience, and National Theater Live announced the U.S. cinema premiere for NT Live Obsession and NT Live Angels in America. In Obsession, Jude Law stars in a tale of adultery and crime full of passion and destruction. The show is an adaptation of Luciano Visconti's film and is directed by Ivo Van Hove, who basically directs half of everything we talk about. Obsession will screen in U.S. cinemas on May 11th at 7 p.m. local time. Then in July, Angels in America, directed by Tony Winner, Marianne Elliott, will come to cinemas, starring Andrew Garfield, Denise Guff, Nathan Lane, James McArdle, and Russell Tovey. Part 1, Millennium Approaches, will screen on July 20th, and Part 2, Perestroika, will screen on July 27th, with both showings, again, at 7 p.m. local time. James, there's, as we've talked about before, lots of rumors that if this Angels in America doesn't suck, it might find a home in New York, being the first actual Broadway revival of this Tony Kushner classic. So I will be very excited. I will definitely be there on both nights to see Part 1 and Part 2 and see what may or may not be transferring across the pond sometime in the next season or so.
Yeah, I wonder how Angels plays these days. I remember watching the HBO film of Angels in America and having seen mm-hmm. Angels on Broadway, both Part 1 and Part 2. And when I saw it on HBO, I was like, oh, it feels a little dated. I wonder how much more it'll feel dated or if there'll be any updates to it or a rethinking of how they do it.
Did you see the off-Broadway production, the Signature Theater off-Broadway production? What was that now in 2010? So, I mean, that's even 7 years ago, yeah. So 6.5 years ago. Did it feel dated then as well?
No, I did not see it.
Oh, okay.
I didn't see the Signature production of Angels in America. So, but I have to go back. I think Peter might have seen it, and Matthew Murray at the time on Broadway Radio was doing reviews. I think that he might have seen it. So I have to go back and look and okay. see what they said about that. Next up, Eva Noble-Zeta and Alistair Brammer visit the Today Show.
Yeah, let's close it out here with a little bit of a recommendation. I have been on record ever since I saw the filmed version of Miss Saigon starring these two, which is now about 2.5 years old, but before they finally released it, they are now on Broadway with the first revival of Miss Saigon. It began performances, I guess, just under 2 weeks ago, and it will officially open on March 23rd. But yesterday, Eva Noble-Zeta and Alistair Brammer visited the Today Show and performed The Last Night of the World. I think Eva Noble-Zeta is an absolute star. I don't know what's going to happen with the Tony nominations this year, but based on what she did in the West End production, I think she is definitely worthy of a Tony nomination. I don't know if that performance will transfer or with all these huge stars in this season, if she'll get one, but she is definitely worthy of it. As I said, after I saw the West End movie version, I didn't think Alistair Brammer was great, but he's definitely serviceable. I really enjoyed seeing this performance. It's a great song. I love this show and I'm really excited to see how it does when reviews come out here in about a week and a half.
All right. Why don't you get us out of here?
All right, thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Broadway Radio. You can find me on Twitter at BWDBMatt and subscribe to Something Like a Pop on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play.
And my name is James Marino from BroadwayRadio.com and BroadwayStars.com. For those folks up in the Northeast United States, stay warm, stay cool. And for everybody else, we'll be back and talk with you tomorrow.